Our guest is Gary Schlossberg, global strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Gary, we did a story a couple of days ago that essentially said it's hard to find recession in these earnings reports. And it's probably even more the case today. We reported on a lot of the earnings that came out that were pretty solid here. Yet you're calling for a slowing economy that does morph into a recession. What are you seeing that the companies are not telling us about at the moment?
Well, we are seeing an economy that has been doing better of late. We're going to, in all likelihood, get our first quarter of positive economic growth in 2022. We do think that the period ahead, just in terms of the macroeconomic environment, will be more challenging. The Federal Reserve will continue to raise interest rates aggressively through the end of this year. We're hopeful that they'll back off a bit over the course of 2023, particularly during the first half of the year. But inflation is coming off the boil. It's doing so very slowly. That's squeezing inflation-adjusted incomes. Liquidity is tightening in the financial markets. We think all these things together will produce slowing economic growth into morphing into a recession by early next year.
What about in terms of whether or not we see full capitulation, like Bank of America is saying, in terms of a bottom for equities, and then you see a rally later into next year? I know that's 12 months away when we're looking at that forecast, but is that something that could happen if a recession is only a shallow one?
Well, as the outlook becomes clearer, we do expect to see the market anticipating improving and rallying on that. The market is, after all, a leading economic indicator. But we think over the next several months, as the economy moves toward a recession, if we're right in that forecast, that will produce a more challenging environment for earnings and for the market, particularly if, as we expect, interest rates are moving up as well. As we move into the early part of next year, yes, visibility hopefully will improve, and we could see the market beginning to turn.
At the moment, investors are most bullish on cash, on healthcare, energy, staples, the typical areas. They're most bearish on equities, on stocks in the UK and the Eurozone, as well as bonds. Does that fit with where you are now? And do we just, you know, look at that model and flip it sometime early next year?
Well, to some extent, we may turn that model. But yes, for now, at least, that is pretty consistent with our recommendations. We continue to focus, much as we have in the past year, on U.S. equities, particularly the large cap, more liquid, healthier U.S. equities in a balanced portfolio. It's just a question of underweighting stocks in international markets, both developed and emerging market economies. They do face a more difficult economic environment, we think, than we do over here. Higher energy costs, greater pressure on liquidity, and something we don't have to contend with at the moment, the deflationary effects of the strengthening dollar.
Gary Schlossberg, global strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute, joining us from San Francisco, and Doug telling us that the U.S. is planning to release those 15 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves. With the energy crisis deepening, particularly in Europe, how much of a focus is this for investors, and how should you, I guess, kind of hedge against this?
Well, I think it simply underscores the pressure on the European economy from the potential for oil shortages. They're already dealing with fuel costs that are considerably higher than those in the U.S. All that to say that we think the risk of a more V-shaped recession in that part of the world is greater than it is here in the United States. And again, our focus is on the U.S. market as a hedge against that deeper recession in Europe.
I guess I wanted to ask you about the housing market and what sort of signals you're getting there. So we talked about energy. Let's move into that. So prices are coming down a little. Is it enough to help really bring inflation down in the United States? And if so, you know, when will we see that reflected?
Well, we think that's really next year's story. The shelter cost, housing cost within the CPI continues to accelerate. But leading edge indicators of housing costs already are beginning to roll over. The inflation rate there for rents nationwide is beginning to slow, in some measures showing an outright decline. And with a lag, we think that will show up in shelter costs for the CPI, probably around the middle or latter part of next year.
Is the consumer buffeted enough to deal with these inflationary pressures and rising rents? Is the consumer lag, I guess, going to really cause some deeper recession fears too?
Well, we think that the squeeze on household incomes, not only from rents, but a whole array of other prices, the squeeze on purchasing power will have an effect on consumer spending. We don't expect to see that straight away, but by early 2023, we think that's really central to the slowdown in the economy that we're anticipating. Consumers are 70% of the economy. On top of that, housing, we think, already is in a slowdown, and that just increases the chances of a moderate recession, we think, in 2023.
So if we try to look at the complexion of the spending, because you say that consumers will be squeezed, is it the case where, you know, in terms of goods versus services, that they'll buy the barbecue but not go see the dentist, or some reverse of that? How will they actually cut back?
I think we're already seeing some of that. We're seeing a rotation from spending on goods, which were so strong early in the pandemic, rotating toward travel, entertainment, some of the more economically sensitive services categories. We expect to see that squeezed as well as household budgets continue to come under pressure. And that trip to the dentist, other essential services may be postponed in some instances, but generally we think will be more resilient than the more economically sensitive categories, both in goods and services, over the course of next year.
I know you said you favor U.S. over international shares, but when you're looking at the broader picture, what's your view on China and I guess the concerns we have, particularly when they delayed their economic growth numbers?
Looking for a very weak recovery from a very difficult year in 2022, a weak recovery in 2023. And China is, along with the U.S., a centerpiece in the global economy. And that weak recovery simply undercuts export prospects and economic growth prospects, not only in Asia, but many other parts of the world, even Europe, that tend to be more export-oriented, trade-sensitive than the United States economy.
So, Gary, this is all kind of, you know, down the center lane and everything. Let's think outside the box for a moment. Apart from what we've talked about, is there a contrarian call or a kind of risky call that you're quite excited about that you can share with us?
Well, on the upside, we do have a resilient labor market. And if inflation comes off the boil as quickly as we think it will in 2023, that certainly eases the pressure on purchasing power, allows the Federal Reserve to move to the sidelines, perhaps even lower interest rates late next year in the second half of the year. And that could produce a milder slowdown, or we may even avoid a recession.
All right, Gary Schlossberg, Global Strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute.